Bicyclists in San Luis Obispo may encounter a police checkpoint Wednesday evening. The city's police and public works department say they want to make sure bicyclists have bike lights and reflectors now that it gets darker earlier in the evening. Without those, bicyclists face a fine up to $200. And the checkpoint comes on the heels of a national discussion about improving safety for cyclists. The National Transportation Safety Board just released its first analysis of bicycle safety in almost 50 years. The report found more people than ever are using bicycles for transportation. And in 2017, more than 800 cyclists died in crashes with motor vehicles in the U.S. The NTSB report found three safety issues. Head injury is the leading cause of bicycle-related deaths. In a third of bicycle injuries with motor vehicles, cyclists weren't seen. And roadway infrastructure across the U.S. needs to be improved to increase bicycle safety.
There's really a fear of being mixed in with fast auto traffic. It's something also that drivers have told us as well, too, that they want to see more separation so that they don't have to worry about the cyclist as well, too.
That's Adam Fukushima with San Luis Obispo's Active Transportation Department. Active transportation meaning physically propelling your body to get around. He's been collecting community feedback about the city's roadways as San Luis Obispo prepares to update its active transportation plan. He says many bicyclists now want safer roadways compared to separate bike trails because roadways make their commute faster.
Streets like Broad Street and Madonna Road and Los Osos Valley Road and Santa Rosa and Foothill.
Fukushima says he hopes to have a draft of a new plan ready by March and in front of the San Luis Obispo City Council by summer. And Fukushima says in early 2020, the Anholm Bikeway Plan between Foothill Boulevard and downtown, which sparked a major debate in 2018, is scheduled to be installed. At the state level, this year the legislature presented Governor Newsom with a bill that would make Caltrans consider bicycle safety improvements when it repairs or repaves state roads that serve as local streets. But Newsom vetoed it, saying the plan was too costly. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.